It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's unemployment office says it's received fewer unemployment claims in the last two consecutive weeks for the first time since the pandemic began. The state says its new verification program called ID.me has prevented fraudsters from filing for unemployment, which explains the drop in claims. But for people like Lamont Clifton in Aurora, the new process has stopped him from receiving money for months.
Because they have a new system. I mean, it laser scans your face, your ID, and all that stuff. So the people that commit a fraud are the ones that are holding up us people that legitimately need assistance.
Clifton says he's verified his identity several times in the new system, but hasn't heard back from the state. Since the pandemic started, the state has paid out $9.2 billion in unemployment benefits. Just over $1 million from the EPA will soon get to Los Animas County in southern Colorado. About half the money will help clean up toxic building materials at Trinidad's Fox West Theater. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The brick structure was built in 1908. Inside, it has two balconies, a ballroom, and great acoustics, according to Trinidad City Manager Mike Valentine.
It's a majestic building, and it's kind of been frozen in time, so we're lucky there. And like with all old buildings, we need to clean up all the hazardous lead paints, asbestos, those type things.
The city hopes to raise some $18 to $20 million for further renovations and reopen the theater in a few years. EPA funds will also go to other locations in Trinidad, as well as in Aguilar. The EPA awarded $800,000 in Brownfields grant funds to Canyon City, too. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis.
Expectations are high as the Colorado Avalanche begin the NHL postseason tonight. CPR's Vic Vela reports.
Vegas odds makers have spoken, and the Avs are favored to win their third Stanley Cup in team history. Colorado's the overall top seed entering tonight's first-round series against the St. Louis Blues. That means the Avs have home ice advantage throughout the playoffs, and that's a big deal considering Colorado hasn't lost at Ball Arena in their last 17 games. With a deep roster led by leading scorers Mikko Rantanen and Nathan MacKinnon, the Avs have their sights set on their first championship in 20 years. I'm Vic Vela, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.